This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, what I'd like to do real quick, as I have plenty of audio today, I just want to kind of bring forth and insert some of these audios for you to hear for yourself as to the things that we have been talking about over the last couple of days. I want you to also understand when we're talking about the criminal in chief in the White House and the likes of Hillary Clinton, you can see that the apple, again, doesn't fall too far from the tree when it comes to them working one with another, and the fruit is wickedness and evil and unrighteousness every step of the way, opposite of scripture every step of the way. And remember, friends, they both profess that they are Christians. And I would say to both of them, and anybody that professes to be a Christian, better understand the third commandment: thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. You better practice what you preach, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Hey, it's self-condemning, and the condemnation belongs to them that believe and act not upon their own profession. And you can find that in actually John 3:17 in the New Testament. I want you to understand that they're both Saul Alinsky students, and I bring this forth quite a bit, but I want you to hear the quote. I've given you the quote before, but I want you to hear it again so you can understand what the police are now dealing with in this country, so people don't walk around like a bunch of blind bears trying to figure out what's going on because they leave off justice. No, I'm going to show you again a clear line and understand that justice is the guardian of liberty. Both of these two individuals, both of these criminals, Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton, and of course Bill, are disciples of Saul Alinsky. I want you to hear this carefully, lest we forget at least an over-the-shoulder acknowledgement to the very first radical, said Saul Alinsky. From all of our legends, mythology, and history, and who is to know where mythology leaves off and history begins, or which is which? The very first radical known to man who rebelled against the establishment and did it so effectively that he at least won his own kingdom, Lucifer. He was accrediting Satan himself for his book, Rules for Radicals. It's a pragmatic primer for the realistic radicals, written again by their master. And of course, his master is Satan himself, and he just told you Lucifer, okay, the great deluder, okay? So in saying that, friends, I want you to hear some audio from Sheriff David Clark concerning the recent police shootings. And again, folks, we're a couple steps ahead of the game, but I want you to hear as to what they're catching up to right now, straight out of their own mouths. Listen to this.
Now, somebody we call on at times like this, Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark. Good morning to you, Sheriff.
Good morning.
When you looked at the video of, in particular, that one shooter, he's down on the street level and he's hiding behind a column and he executes a police officer in cold blood. You're an expert. What, as you analyze that, what can you tell about that person who's doing the shooting?
Well, I don't know what can you say? I mean, this is horror, just beyond belief for the American law enforcement officer. I want to know, though, have we heard from the cop hater in chief, Obama, yet on this? Have we heard from Mrs. Bill Clinton, who threw up the hashtag Black Lives Matter yesterday They exploited a situation, two situations, one in Louisiana, one in Minnesota. Horrible situations, no doubt. But again, you know, especially the commander-in-chief opens his mouth and he sticks his foot in it. He starts exploiting things that just don't exist. He has no evidence or data or research to support any disparate treatment by the American police officer, and that's the thing I'm talking about. This is the stuff, he didn't cause this, but you know what? He fuels this sort of anger, this misplaced anger about things going on that were thousands of miles away. This stuff didn't happen anywhere near Dallas. I don't even know why they're...
Now, folks, I want you to listen carefully. This is Sheriff David Clark out of Milwaukee. What is he saying? Who is he pointing his finger at? Who's fueling the fire? How many times do you need to see this, and how many times, America, do you need to be told this as to who's responsible for inciting domestic insurrection? Now, teaching a small portion of people to hate cops. Namely, to create and incite what? Racial wars. And how do you conquer, friends? Well, Satan does it. Jesus told us to divide and conquer is what they're doing, and that's exactly who they are. As I just shared with you, they are Saul Alinsky students, Rules for Radicals, and who did they accredit? Lucifer himself. And why is it that they spend so much time fueling this war that they themselves are responsible for creating, friends? And again, keep in mind, this is the fruit of a dictator every step of the way. Now, I want you to listen to Steve Loomis, Cleveland Police Patrolman Association president. I want you to listen to the similarity of the things said as to Sheriff David Clark. This, again, is Steve Loomis. He's a Cleveland police officer president. Listen to this.
Steve, what do you make of the rhetoric that is being used in this country, the divisive nature of many of our cities? It's a difficult time, obviously, for you as you talk to your men and women on the forces every day.
Yeah, it's horrifying. I don't know how we got to this point in this country where the police are the enemy. You know, I think the media has a lot to do with it. I think the false narrative that's out there, and certainly when the President of the United States gets on TV and it uses very divisive language, when the Governor of Minnesota gets on TV and uses very divisive language, that just serves to incite a very small group of people that have an agenda. And make no mistake about it, this is a small group of people, and they do have an agenda. And when you're hearing from legitimate politicians, the President of the United States down to local prosecutors speaking in this very divisive way before one day of investigation is completed in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, or up in Minnesota, that's very hurtful, and those gentlemen are going to have a lot to answer for. That's insightful, and they have blood on their hands, and they have blood that they're not going to be able to wash off.
Now, isn't that interesting? These are the police officers that are standing up for the majority of the police officers in the United States of America, shouting out to you, America, as to who's responsible for inciting this violence towards the police in the first place. Would that sound like, in the spiritual sense, would that sound like the accuser of the brethren? What does that sound like, him who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10? Why, of course it is. And who are his little minions who sold their soul, friends, for the world? Who are they? We're talking about Barack Hussein Obama, and we're talking about Hillary Clinton. Let me read this one more time. This is Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals, a pragmatic primer for realistic radicals. Listen carefully as to what he said, and this is the indoctrination in which they feed upon. Lest we forget it, lest any over-the-shoulder acknowledgement to the very first radical from all of our legends, mythology, and history, the very first radical known to man who rebelled against the establishment and did it so effectively that he at least won his own kingdom, Lucifer. Does that sound like these guys just might be the disciples of Lucifer himself? Why, of course it is, because that's their fruit.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become become a Son or Daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, just a heads up, if you would like to jump on sonsoflibertymedia.com, that's our media outsource, sonsoflibertymedia.com, it interacts with sonsoflibertyradio.com, again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go ahead and check those websites out, folks. They, again, interact one with another. Also, check us out on Facebook, folks, who is suppressing my flow of influx concerning readership, no question about it. It's Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. What am I saying? I am saying that they do not want you to be reading the contact on the contents on sonsoflibertymedia.com or on my Facebook, which basically interacts one with another as well. Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook. You can also check us out on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, which interacts with all other pages, all three, namely the above said. Twitter is, again, Bradley Dean 1. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, the absolute stupidity of some human beings to take the time to drop messages on the sonsoflibertyradio.com here or emails suggesting that we're a part of the Klan, folks. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that we're dealing with out there, and it shows you the mindset of your enemy, and it's totalitarianism. And for those that did not know what the word racism, where it was actually conceived from, it was conceived by none other than Leon Trotsky, who was a radical under Joseph Stalin's regime until he was ice-picked to death by his own master, basically Joseph Stalin himself, when he turned on him. He was the one that said racism is basically nothing more than simply turning on anybody that disagrees with you. In other words, it's to browbeat dissenters, said Leon Trotsky. And so what they do, friends, they accuse you of the very things that they themselves are guilty of. And of course, going back to Joseph Stalin, we all know that he used totalitarian methods, which are, let me clarify, friends, they love to grab your hair, they love to smack your face, and then they cry the victim. Well, they perpetuate the crime, and that's exactly what you're dealing with today. Now, during the first segment, you heard one of these police officers, namely Sheriff David Clark out of Milwaukee, say that Hillary Clinton used the hashtag Black Lives Matter. Well, what I'm going to do here is I want you to listen to the audio of Larry Elder. He's a black man that was actually raised up in South Central Los Angeles and says blacks don't want to face the fact concerning the blacks that are not taking responsibility and that are putting themselves in the victim status. I want you to listen carefully as to what he said, because basically, in a nutshell, it's a 15-minute piece. I'm just going to play a couple seconds, probably 15 to 20 seconds of this. But Larry Elder says that Black Lives Matter, from start to finish, is nothing more than a lie. And listen carefully as to how he defined those that are using that lie.
Is to tell black people that we're victims, that discrimination and racism remain major problems in America, when in fact they don't. They want black people to vote for the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party gets 95% of the black vote, and the reason they get it is because blacks are convinced that the number one issue facing the country right now is social justice, racist white cops, discrimination, systemic racism, microaggression, whatever new word they come up with, and it's a bunch of nonsense. The number one problem domestically facing this country is a breakdown of the family. And President Obama said it. I didn't. A black kid, or kid, not just a black kid, a kid raised without a dad, is 5 times more likely to be poor and commit crimes, 9 times more likely to drop out of school, and 20 times more likely to end up in jail. So you're far more likely to end up in jail without having a dad than you are because of a white racist cop.
Right? Exactly. A white racist cop, huh? Did you notice the statistics, friends, don't line up with the state-controlled narrative once again, does it, friends? Let me say this, and just believe what I'm telling you, okay? When you listen to the state-controlled media, you do understand it's all bought and paid for. And that includes, folks, that includes Fox News for the most part. I want you to understand that. And that's not a shot at Fox. Hey, that's a shot at their lack of credibility, friends, because it's my job as a preacher to reprove the darkness as we walk in the light, right? John 1. And so, folks, what it comes down to is everything that they are pouring out upon you. A foreigner will tell you this as he comes into this country. He will tell you, as I'm telling you right now, you're being lied to. You're being lied to by those that are being used as the accuser of the brethren. We're talking about who is inciting this hatred towards the police in the United States of America. The criminal that you tolerate in the People's White House, friends, along with the likes of Hillary Clinton, who they mean to put into the position of incumbency in the White House, friends. And you already know that these people are criminals. Last week, I had highlighted the fact that we listened to the FBI director, Mr. Comey, come out and say that, you know, he talks about our crimes. He lays them out line upon line, precept upon precept. And then he talks out of the other side of his mouth. And then he says, the FBI director did, that no reasonable prosecutor would seek an indictment. Folks, what do I say to that? Listen, to argue with a man who has renounced the use of authority and reason, whose philosophy consists in holding humanity in contempt, is like administering medicine to the dead or endeavoring to convert an atheist by scripture. Right on. Folks, these people are spiritually dead in their sin. They're reprobates. It means they have not the Spirit of God within themselves. And folks, they would have it so. And that's why the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. That's why the wrath of God abides upon these individuals, friends. But I'll tell you what, we can bring forth the judgment of God upon these people by simply loving God enough, by enforcing His commandments against their crimes. So we don't have to highlight this tomorrow. Let's praise the Lord. Let's praise who He is in all holiness, righteousness, goodness, and truth, which is the very fruits of Jesus Christ, Ephesians 4 and 5. And the way that we do that is we obey and we put the fear of God into those that would desire to commit the crime against the innocent in this land. But folks, trying to reason with these people, folks, again, is like Thomas Paine through the American Crisis said. He said, it's simply to administer medicine to the dead. You can't. Folks, these are not the type of people that you can save. These are the type of people you must lawfully deal with. You need to understand that as they seek to destroy your lives and everything as to who you are and where it is that you come from. That is their objective. And furthermore, that's all you have to do is look behind them, friends, to understand what I'm telling you is smack dot on the money. Because it is fine, folks, it is the Muslim Brotherhood, it is the Saudi country that is funneling finances into the Clinton's administration to actually put her back into the White House so they lose no ground. That's all you have to look at, folks, is the Muslim nations that are illegally funding Clinton's campaign. If she's not committing treason with the Russians out in Oregon by stealing away the rancher's land to get the uranium ore to sell off to the Russians, just like Harry Reid is in Nevada. And I keep bringing up this point, friends, because I want you to understand there's a whole lot of innocent people right now that are sitting in jail because you're not paying attention to the signs of the times. There's a lot of innocent people in jail right now, America, that laid down their lives to make you aware of the issues concerning corruption in government today. And they want to make them examples because they want to send the message that if anybody speaks out against us, this is what we're going to do to you. You know what, friends? Let them do it to you. Let them do it to us. Hey, folks, let their cruelties swell our ranks, because America, they are swelling our ranks. Larry Elder just highlighted the fact that everything that Black Lives Matter does and what it was conceived and how it was conceived was a complete lie and is a complete lie. Why is Hillary Clinton using these people? And furthermore, friends, if you want to go back to the Klan, it's interesting that the Democratic Party is actually those that contrived the Klan. And see, if people would just simply wake up, folks, they love to condemn it in the South and they love to promote it in the North. Hey, folks, what they're saying is do as I say, but don't do as I do. And again, friends, let me tell you, let their cruelties swell our ranks, because they are. So everything that the Saul Alinsky students and disciples of hell are advocating stand contrary to who we are as a people every step of the way. I've shared with you in the past, and I'm going to run down the list of these real quick. Did you know that during the civil rights marches in the 60s, it was required to sign a pledge before you could participate? And what a pledge it was, because when you begin to look at what was required of those demonstrators, it stands in contrast to what is being taught by the likes of Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama. And I want to further state, friends, that Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama are not the standard. They are the standard for reprobate, blind devils, is what they are. We are to grow up in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, not into a sinful, wretched, wicked state like the likes of those that are trying to set the precedent today. And when you get a moment, friends, do go check out 2 Peter chapter 3, and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about, friends. We're going to come right back. I'm going to go through this list really quick, and then I want to get over to Saul Alinsky's rules. I want to go down that list real quick so you can understand as to what you're dealing with, because you are dealing with lawlessness starting at the top, and whatever starts at the top sooner or later is going to go to the bottom.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Is your soul immortal? I was taught that when you die, it was either eternal bliss in heaven or eternal torment in hell. What if you found out that your soul isn't immortal and that it can die? We built a website for the curious. It's called thebiblesaysthat.org. What you've been taught might not actually be in the Bible. Thebiblesaysthat.org dismantles misguided religious doctrines and helps you find your own way, your own answers, straight from the Bible. Find out who's really immortal at thebiblesaysthat.org.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Okay, so folks, before I start nailing that which was required before he could be a part of the civil rights movement back in the 60s and going over to Saul Alinsky's 12 Rules for Radicals, I'm going to fly through them. I want to play this audio for you from Representative Brian Babin. Now, everything he said, I don't agree with it. He talks about the left and the right. Remember when he says that there would be no left if the right was doing the right thing all the time. But what he said is, he said, I felt compelled today to take the House floor to speak out against the FBI's decision not to prosecute former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Folks, I do want you to understand that if you demanded prosecution, you as a people could get it. Because if the FBI fails you, that's fine. Then you remove them as well. Namely, the director of the FBI himself, Mr. Comey. You can remove him as well. If they don't want to do their job, then you can remove them. That is your job, America. But I want you to understand what he's saying here. And I want you to listen carefully as to what he says here, because it's pretty much smack on from the very beginning to the very end. Check this out. Representative Brian Babin.
Mr. Speaker, our nation's top law enforcement officials took a very dangerous turn last week when they essentially rewrote the law for the well-connected and privileged in America. This should be deeply troubling to all ordinary Americans, both on the left and the right. For those of us who work hard every day, play by the rules, and live by the law, when we cross the line, it's the law that holds us accountable. But that standard of law does not seem to apply to the Clintons. John Adams warned during the formation of our Constitution that we must be a nation of laws, not a nation of men. undermining this founding principle for the privileged not only demonstrates poor judgment, it further erodes our trust in the institutions of government. And so it is left for us to now ask whether what we have come to is a nation of laws, or is it a government of the rich and powerful? Do we have a Department of Justice or a Department of Just Us? FBI Director James Comey testified before Congress to the many laws that former Secretary of State Clinton broke, acknowledging extreme carelessness while denying gross negligence, which by definition are one and the same. Then, incredibly, Mr. Comey said that there was no need for prosecution. Therefore, the choice not to apply the law equally to Hillary Clinton is not only a major blow to public confidence in the rule of law and equal treatment under the law, it also suggests that the rule of law has become nothing more than a word game. It confirms everything that we hate about the current state of politics in our country. The FBI basically just wasted millions of dollars to confirm that everything Secretary Clinton has been telling the American people is nothing but a bunch of lies, and it doesn't matter. However, it has mattered greatly to far less powerful Americans in similar circumstances who have had their careers and their lives destroyed. Public servants and military service members who are not in positions to hold private meetings with the Attorney General, as Mrs. Clinton's husband did just days before this decision, have been jailed, fined, and lost their jobs and their security clearances. We may never know just how much damage was caused by Clinton's callous disregard for the law and our national security secrets. Were informants killed? Were they lost or compromised due to her negligence? Do foreign intelligence services now retain tens of thousands of emails from her private, unsecured servers that can now be used against the United States or against her to the detriment of the United States of America? We have an absolute duty to find out. Thank you, and I yield back.
Is that interesting, friends? I mean, almost verbatim, friends. Again, here we have it. This is the things that we've been highlighting over the last couple of days. And, it's interesting that it takes them a couple of days to catch up. And I'm not saying that to give myself accolade or pat myself on the back. I'm just simply telling you God is very faithful to make it known to us before it actually comes to pass. And that's a pretty cool deal. And I appreciate that very much. Now, I want you to pay attention to the fact that, friends, he had said the rich and powerful. There's nothing wrong with rich people. That is capitalism. That's a part of who we are. If you want to become rich, work hard to become rich in whatever your heart is set upon. That's okay in America. As a matter of fact, it's encouraged. Then he began to talk about eroding government and that your trust is a part of... He was talking, friends, listen. He was talking about the eroding and the erosion of government because of the lack of trust the American people have in their government. You need to understand again, American, I'm not speaking down to you, I'm speaking to you. My head is not high than yours. That is a part of the communist plan. They want you to lose trust in the government. They want you to lose trust in the government so they can reinstitutionalize a new form of government. But what you need to understand is they are already, and they have been, acting outside of the scope of our constitutional republic for 60 years in this country. So if you think this is something new on the scene, it is not. We don't need more laws, friends. We need good men to enforce the laws that we already have concerning our God-ordained institution, namely our Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4. Just wanted to make that clear. Keep in mind, when people undermine American government, keep in mind the people that you're complaining about are already acting foreign to American government. Okay? That's important that you understand that, because if you don't, you're going to be used inadvertently as one that may be responsible for throwing off the government. Folks, these are the people that keep reiterating reiterating the fact that we're a democracy. No, we are not. But they are acting as a democracy outside of constitutional law. And just like he said, Mr. Brian Babin from Texas, he had said that John Adams said that we are an empire of laws. We're not an empire of the laws of man, but of God. We are based on the Mosaic Institution, in which Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton herself actually acknowledge, folks, by acknowledging great admiration for the likes of Saul Alinsky, who accredited Satan himself for the book Rules for Radicals. Now, I want to go back to this because, again, this is of interest to the American people to understand how far we have fallen. It was required by those civil rights marchers and demonstrators during the 60s, they had to sign a pledge, and this is the pledge that they had to sign their name to. Number one was to meditate on the teachings of Jesus daily. Is that what they're advocating, friends, from the criminal in the White House? The People's White House, might I add? Nope, just the opposite. Number two, remember that nonviolent movement seeks justice and reconciliation, not just victory. Is this what you're seeing from the likes of Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama? Absolutely not, friends. Not in any sense of the word. Just the complete opposite. They are inciting domestic insurrection. They are inciting violence towards our police, towards our military, towards law itself that God has established. And I just want to say this. It's not a good place to put yourself, regardless of who you are. Number three, walk and talk in the manner of love, charity, for God is love. Is this what you're seeing falling from the likes of Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton? Absolutely not, folks. Not in any sense of the word. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Both of them advocate and they profess to the American people they are Christians. But again, if you would judge them by their fruit, Matthew 7, you'd find that they do just the exact opposite. Therefore, they're liars, and the truth is not in them. Number four, pray daily to be used by God. Amen. Is that what's happening? No. They're being used daily by Satan himself, because that's who they have sworn allegiance to. I didn't say it. Both Hillary and Barack have said it by everything that they have done. Number five, sacrifice personal needs. No, they desire to take from the have-nots to give, to take from the haves to give to the have-nots. Friends, they've been doing this for years. They say greed has to go out the door concerning this pledge. Is that what you're seeing here, friends? Nope. They're selling their soul as they destroy America. Number six, observe with both friend and foe the ordinary rules of courtesy. Is this what you're seeing? Absolutely not. Not in any sense of the word. Number seven, seek to perform regular service for others and for the world. Are they serving us, America, or are they acting outside, again, of their scope of authority? Are they acting as demigods? I just heard from somebody today. Somebody said to me, Bradley, a good majority of the American people believe that Hillary Clinton operates above the law. Well, let me ask you something, America. Who's allowing her to operate above the law? Number eight, refrain from violence of fist, tongue, or heart. Who's advocating? Who's inciting violence, friends? Number nine, strive to be good in spiritual and bodily health. Okay, cool. 10, follow the directions of the movement and of the captain of the demonstration. And namely, when they're highlighting the captain of the demonstration, they're talking about what's found in Hebrews 5, the captain of our salvation. His name is Jesus Christ, not the devil. Okay? Not the devil. Let's go to Tom in Baltimore. You got Bradley Dean. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, sir. How are you today?
I'm just fantastic.
Thank you, as always, for your good word. We should hear more of it. If I could say one thing before I go into my comments, we all are above the law. In fact, the law is something that we are all subject to the penalties of when we break it. But we're not below the law. We created the law, and as such, at least the laws that are, well, let me put it this way. There's a difference between legal and lawful. The laws that are based on God's word are certainly laws that we're above and subject to the penalties of. But again, it's something that we created based upon what our Creator taught us, and we're certainly not below it. I think a lot of people get that wrong. It's just a little technicality. But
No, I get what you're saying. If I'm correct in saying this, Tom, the laws of God have been written upon our hearts and our minds. I've come to do thy will, O God, said Jesus in Hebrews 10. Is that what we're saying here?
I think we're on the same page. Yes, sir.
Okay, I got it. I got to take a quick break. We got Tom from Baltimore. We got Linda coming up from New Orleans just on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Thank you for your call, Tom. We appreciate it. Sorry, we're running out of time. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background and rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone.
That's tough. They all sound great.
I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just like a phone call from Tom in Baltimore. Baltimore over there, Dave. Quote from John Adams. I hope I'm following up with you, my friend, as to the direction you'd have me follow up with. John Adams' thoughts on government, 1776, said, "There is no good government but what is Republican." That's what we are, America. A republic is an empire of laws and not of men. A republic is the best of government, so that particular arrangement of the powers of society, or in other words, that form of government which is best contrived to secure an impartial and exact execution of the law, is the best of republics. Folks, we don't need more laws. We need good men to execute the laws. If you're tired of man's 10,000 commandments, which I trust that you are, get back to God's 10. Read Deuteronomy 4 and 5. I was going to get to it today. Don't have time. Wish I had another hour. I also wanted to highlight, friends, one of the things that I believe Tom was saying. It's found in Psalm 40, verse 8. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yeah, thy law is within my heart. And if you go over to Hebrews 10, it says the same thing, and understand that Christ came to fulfill the law. Read the end of Romans chapter 3. You'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. We establish the faith that is within our hearts. We establish the law through faith. We make not void the law. And keep in mind, Jesus also said, I come not to destroy the law and the prophets, I've come to fulfill. Go ahead and read Matthew 5 when you get a moment as well. We also have Linda calling from New Orleans. Welcome to the show. How are you, my friend?
Hello. It's such a pleasure to speak with you. I've been listening.
Thank you for
and I
calling.
Just want you to, yeah, I just want you to know that you deliver the real gospel. And I really
Amen.
Enjoy it. But I'm down here in New Orleans, and I am a black woman, and I'm very upset about the things that are happening and how we're being portrayed, you know, across the country. And it's a shame that black people don't ever become motivated to protest or do anything unless there is a white top shooting a black man for whatever the reason is, you know, and it's really sad. I don't agree with it. My heart goes out to the police officers that were killed, and I am very, very supportive of law enforcement, and I just wish we would stop falling for the victimhood mentality that is, you know, perpetrated upon us by certain people in this country, and wake up and be real Americans and, you know, be patriots and love God and follow His laws. And you're right, this is not about racism. America doesn't have a problem with racism, and I am black, and I grew up in the 60s, and I can tell you, race relations are worse now than I ever remember them to be, and I'm 65 years old. I am very, very disappointed in my country right now, and all we can do is ask God to help us, because He's the only one who can. So could you suggest some things to us as American citizens, as to what we can do, because I'm an activist. We're grassroots down here. And I would love to know some things that we can do besides know our laws, know our Constitution, and stand up for the law. If we would follow the Constitution, things wouldn't be in the condition they're in right now. So what can we do, Bradley? What can we do?
I think that's exactly what you said it. First of all, I totally appreciate your phone call. And secondly, you're doing it. You're standing out there as one person doing all that you can do. And what follows that is leave the results up to God. And we got to keep in mind, ma'am, is we don't need a majority for God to move on our behalf. God is willing to fight. He's willing to give us what the church is willing to fight for. And if we're doing this all across the United States of America, because we are, regardless of what our skin color is, we all have the same Father, Acts 17:26. The fact of the matter is, ma'am, keep doing what you're doing, because I am honored to be a part of the plan. And furthermore, if at any time, Linda, you'd like me to come down to New Orleans and be a part of what's going on there, I would love to be a part of it.
Well, I certainly would like to take you up on that. So tell me how I can get in touch further for that, because we do have a grassroots group down here, and we're trying to get some real action going here. We are really trying very hard, and that would be a wonderful thing for you to come down and help us and encourage us. We would appreciate
I'll do that. Do you want to get a pencil really quick or a pen, and I'll give you a number, and in the meantime, I'm going to kind of shoot some things out there right now. Folks, can you imagine if the American people, all 318 million of us, got sick and tired of the 1.7% of the population that's being used to destroy this country? Can you imagine if everybody took responsibility the way that we're seeing women across this country take responsibility, and more power to them? I'm seeing this everywhere I go, and I've highlighted this on the radio time and time and time again. Hey, man, why are we sitting back? You sitting back, I'm sorry, allowing the women to do what God has called you and ordained you to do. Let's not be a part of the problem. Let's be a part of the answer. Are you ready for me, Linda?
Yes, I am.
1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. I don't care what we have in front of us right now. If we have any holes in our schedule, I would be more than happy to come out and be a part of what you're doing, ma'am.
Love to have you, and I will contact you. And take care of your wife and family are wonderful, and I love what you're doing with your family, Bradley. I really love what you do. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am. I totally appreciate it. Great phone call. It causes me to pause as to what's going on out there in our country, because America, we're all saying the same things. And the fact of the matter is, we have to get back to our Heavenly Father to be empowered to do what it is that He's called us to do. I mean, what good is light if it's not plugged into a socket, right? What good are you if you have not the Holy Ghost? All men are to find their faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. And that includes your enemies, America. The supposed gospel that the American people feed on today is lifeless. And I want to tell you why it's lifeless. Because it doesn't bear its cross. In America, if you would bear your cross to understand what Christ said when He said, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow Me. And what does He do when we follow Him? He causes us to be fishers of men. That's the heart of God. The predicament that we're in, friends, is not that difficult. It really isn't. The message of the gospel is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Read Exodus 20, verse 21. It's that simple. And it's a work of the Holy Ghost. It's not a work of my words. It's a work of the Holy Ghost, who is alive forevermore, who's sent down from heaven to bring forth the conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment, to bring forth godly repentance unto those that acknowledge they have sinned before a just and a holy God. And that law drives them to the foot of the cross, where it can do no more, where you put your faith in Jesus Christ, who empowers you to be made more than a conqueror, who causes you to understand the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. I don't care how many of them there is. Read Psalm 27 when you get a moment. I don't know what's going on in my heart right now, but I'm stirred by Linda's phone call. 65-year-old mother saying this is what we are doing. Not talking about what needs to get done, but doing it. And what we can do is know the Word of God and the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, going back to even that which preceded the Declaration of Independence, the Mayflower Compact, Articles of the Confederation, friends, understanding who we are and understanding the role of government. And you will go back to this, that the two are inseparable, but they are one heart. Because the Constitution was written off of, guess what? The foundations of God's moral law. Just go ahead and look at any civil building in the United States of America. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. And what God did through the foundation of this country, Linda, keep in mind that God used less than 3% of the population to establish what we have here today. Only God can do that. Only our Heavenly Father in Jesus' name can do that by the power of the Holy Ghost. 13 colonies, 56 signers, the Bad Boy Black Robe Regiment going forth and proceeding the message to the colonies saying, no more. We're declaring independence. We're not putting up with the tyrant across the pond who will not be ruled by God. Simply put, that's why, again, friends, they said either you're going to obey God, you're going to be ruled by the Word of God, or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. There is no in-between. Either the Word of God or the bayonet, said Richard Winthrop. Resistance towards tyrants is obedience to God, said Benjamin Franklin, John Adams, and Thomas Jefferson. So therefore, who are we? Hey folks, we're birthed by a bunch of individuals that understand who Christ is. I said who Christ is because Christ Jesus said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if something's changed, friends, rest assured it's not Him. He's looking to the people to respond to His commandments because, friends, they are not suggestions. 1 John 3:18, talk to you in 23. See ya!
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.